Yeah, my name is Jordi Tormo, and I'm Vice President for Global Research Herbicides in BASF.
Okay, well, we're here at the BASF Global Press Conference for Crop Protection, and one of the things that we hear increasing amounts about every year, there's more of that, is weed resistance. So we're going to chat a little bit about that. Why don't you give us a perspective of weed resistance on a global scale?
You know very well in U.S. you have a huge problem growing at a huge speed, like it's glyphosate resistant, but this is not a unique case. You see the same coming in South America. But in Europe, we have a long experience having weed resistance to other mode of actions because glyphosate was not used here in the huge amount that you did. But we have ALS resistance in 20 years. We have ACCAs resistant since many, many years in cereals, in oilseed rape. So I think that it's a very well-known problem that we have to deal globally.
So what are some of the ways that BASF is helping farmers deal with this problem?
In a short-term strategy, for sure, farmers should use more mode of actions in a rotation way. Even, I would say, preventive. Even if they don't have the resistance there, they should start preventive rotating the mode of actions. Of course, also exchanging the timing of application, pre-emergent application, post-emergent application. That's also an important way. In the long term, what I can tell you is that we are researching a lot for finding not only new chemistries, but also new mode of actions. So down the pipeline, it's coming new things for sure.
Well, one of those is the dicamba tolerant soybeans, and you're working with Monsanto on that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. First of all, dicamba without the tolerance. Dicamba is a fantastic oil product that it has no resistance. For instance, Waterhelm is not resistant to dicamba. So now is the time of being using this oil chemistry to fight an existing problem. Dicamba is a great product that you can use over the top with corn, but it's killing soybeans very nicely. So together with Monsanto, we developed this trait that confers soybean tolerance. So you have it. You can control Waterhelm not only in corn, but also in soybeans.
Well, and I know we've spoken to Monsanto about this recently, and they're making this progress, but it's going to be at least next year, I think, before the trait is going to be released. But Engenia, now, so where do you stand at right now with Engenia as far as registration?
Engenia is getting the registration. It's waiting, it's delayed, but it's coming. We don't expect problems from a scientific point of view, so we only have to wait for the registration of the trait, but it's coming, sure.
Well, beyond soybeans, we're looking at using this in cotton as well?
The idea would be to develop the trait also in cotton, yeah, in the future, in the near future.
You said that Europe has had a big problem. Is the U.S. problem with weed resistance bigger, smaller? How does it compare to other countries?
I would say it's more spectacular because of the speed of development of the resistance. I mean, the scientific community was not surprised of the development of resistance to any chemistry, but what surprised us is the speed of development. It's growing at a speed that we never expect. So maybe the point is that it's more spectacular.
But the big issue is working with the farmers on different modes of action, different sites of action, so that they know that they control the future as far as resistance is concerned.
That's the point. Until now, it was weed control was an easy job, put it that way. One chemistry, so many times as you want, you don't have to care. Now they have to learn again to make this type of rotation of chemistries, rotation of mode of actions, pre-emergent, post-emergent. Okay, it's a tougher job, but it's worth it.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the BASF Global Press Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.